You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. We've seen money just be printed in Washington, D.C. this year. More checks going out. Now they're going to send them to third world dictators. But what does that do to the dollar here? What is the number one financial crisis facing us right now? David Fisher with me for an extended discussion to discuss.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. As we were literally logging in, I was just checking the headlines. And on FoxNews.com, the big headline is $4 billion more for the administration to pay to other nations to try to stop our border crisis at the southern border. Is there any crisis that the solution in Washington, D.C. this year hasn't been to just print more money for? And what does that do to the overall economy? It's time for us to have a very hard heart-to-heart about this. And David Fisher is normally with us for our fourth segment on Mondays. But I've asked him to be here for the whole show today because he's been looking into this very important topic, inflationary environments and what we can expect. And, David, it's good to have you with us for this little bit extra time today. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. Some people say we're in a plateau and we're going to be on like a launching pad. Other people say it's really a cliff that we're going to fall off. And that's kind of seems to be more the sentiment that's coming when we talk about inflation and all the spending and the Fed printing of money. But thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you got it. So last week, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, talked a lot about inflation. What did he say? What were his core points? What do we need to know about what the guy that is operating the Fed is saying about inflation?
Well, he seems to be saying one thing completely different. He's saying one thing completely different what the markets, the economists, and CEOs and CFOs are saying. Last week was the largest earnings report. Bank of America reported that inflation is arguably the biggest topic. In fact, when CEOs from companies and CFOs from companies reported their earnings, the number one word that they talked about was inflation, and they we're calling it higher numbers than inflation. In fact, the mention of the word inflation in these reports were up 325% this last week compared to any report from a year ago. So wow. It is a big topic. The Federal Reserve says something completely different. The Fed just talked here. They said it's transitory. They're saying it's, you know, we're going to keep rates at near zero. They're saying that, yeah, we're having a slight recovery in the job market and the economy is in strengthen, but inflation is not a big thing to worry about. Well, let's look at raw materials, parts, lumber, copper, semiconductors. They all have spiked in price and outstripped the ability of manufacturing. And this is going to be a problem that's going to keep put into place for some time. However, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the expected price increases should just be temporary and not lead to a prolonged bout of accelerating inflation. And he said that, quote, we want to run inflation a little bit higher than the average of the last quarter century. They want it at 2%, not at 1.7. But last summer, a year ago, the Fed moved away from a long-term, decades of policy, Kevin, about raising interest rates in the anticipation of inflation. So they're going to wait till we have inflation to actually raise rates. But the problem with that, once you do that type of behavior, it's going to be like the the cat got out of the bag, and you can't control this thing. So we're going to have some massive inflation is what most people are saying.
Well, and I might say not uninformed people are saying this. Warren Buffett, if you Google News the word inflation right this minute, every top headline across the board is Warren Buffett saying we are seeing, and this is his word, substantial inflation and rising prices. Well, you know, he's made a pretty good living, you know, thinking this stuff through in advance. I mean, and he's not the only one, is he, David? Aren't there a lot of voices pointing towards an inflationary condition?
Yeah, Buffett spoke on Saturday at the annual conference for Berkshire Hathaway. He said, quote, the costs are up, 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 up. We're seeing substantial inflation, end quote. So, you know, Buffett and is telling millions of his shareholders expect inflation, and you know, obviously there's others that say different, but the others that are in his camp, I mean, it's just a magnitude of people. I could spend an hour on that whole topic. Jeffrey Gundlach spoke on CNBC Friday. He's a second largest hedge fund manager. He said the Fed is just guessing. He's rejecting the idea that inflation is transitory, that whole narrative. He said it's hard to figure out where the Fed is thinking here, but he said in the past the Fed has been wrong, and he says I think they're wrong again, because all you have to do, Kevin, is look at some of the facts. I mean, inflation jumped by the Fed standard 3.8% when it should be around 1.7%. I'm using their report, the Bureau of Economic Analysis that came out last week. That is the Fed inflation target, and it's twice as much as what the Fed is saying. Ah, it's just a small little thing. But anywhere you look, real estate, I mean, look at aluminum's up 15%, steel's up 57%, packing is up 15%, lumber's up 34%. In fact, the biggest piece of a package in building a house is now lumber. Copper has had more than doubled from a year ago. I mean, these are costs, and then labor costs is up, transportation is up, oil is booming, it's going to move up. Even the cheapest homes in America are rising four times faster than the Fed's inflation target. Corn prices are up. Wheat is up. They're at all-time highs, eight-year highs. I mean, we have inflation. Whirlpool came out and said, hey, we have to raise our prices 5 to 12% because raw material is inflating. The Chipotle, John Harting, said they're going to have to raise costs. Food costs are skyrocketing. All the CFOs, like I said in the report, are saying we're going to have to do something about it. And that's when reality hits the road, is that the data says, and experts are saying, from Buffett all the way through, we are in the early signs of inflation, and it's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah, to echo your comment there, the New York Times, as of this morning, big piece, widespread commodity shortages raising inflation fears. So it's not just that the environment itself is in an inflationary state. It's that if they have low supplies of things, that's adding to it as well. And I guess I'm a little bit concerned, a lot concerned, David, that the Fed would take the position that they can just blow this off and say, ah, it's not, there's no real there. Just don't, you know, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? Like, what's there to gain for them in doing that?
Well, imagine if they came out and said, we have inflation. What would that do to the stock market?
Well, that's true.
What would that do to the dollar?
So they have to lie to us.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to be very respectful to, you know, people who maybe know a little bit more about these things than I do. So I'm going to take the back seat on this and be highly respectful. But I'm going to tell you, the Fed is outright blatantly wrong. They're telling us something in a narrative that is not factual. And so you got to come to the place where, you know, why are they doing this? Because of what I just explained. Right. So they're going to tell us all along, we will have no inflation. When we have massive inflation, they'll say it'll be just transitory at that point. They don't want us to say that we have a problem here, because the minute we have a problem, that's when the market will turn aggressively, and it'll be worse than 2008.
Well, and of course, we all remember what happened in 2008. And friends, one of the reasons we're having this discussion today is so that you can take steps to prepare yourself to be guarded against the inflation as it occurs. Now, how do you do that? We'll get into some of that as we go along. But one of the places to start is with David and his team at Landmark Capital, getting your financial blueprint done so that you're able to examine where your holdings are at, what your protections are, and what you yet need to be protected. And David's team is expert in this. And in fact, if you call and ask, use my name, Kevin McCullough, David Fisher will handle your financial blueprint briefing one-on-one. You won't get one of his staff members. It'll be him. So just use my name when you call 844-604-2575, and it doesn't cost anything to get that financial blueprint assessment. So 844-604-2575. Coming right back about inflation. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The confrontation with China over Taiwan approaches. Reasonable people disagree on when China and its leader Xi Jinping will move militarily against Taiwan, but few doubt Xi's ambitions. Whenever it takes place, aggression against Taiwan will pose the same dilemma to the West as did Hitler's militarization of the Rhineland to the Allies in 1936. Western democracies blinked 85 years ago, and war engulfed the world shortly thereafter. Threat followed threat, demand followed demand, and the policy of appeasement of Germany failed. What happened next then was a catastrophe. Whenever China moves, the United States and its allies will face a sudden, inescapable choice: defend Taiwan or acquiesce. Thus far, Team Biden has sent only a tremulous message from a confused administration. This is not the time for diplomatic pirouettes or ambiguity. It's a time for clarity. Its absence sends every signal the Chinese Communist Party needs.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you remember Superstorm Sandy? How could you not remember the sheer panic that we experienced as a major hurricane bore down on the tri-state area? Well, imagine having another one hit only 13 days later. That's what the children of Central America have experienced within the last few months. And because of the great damage that was done to this region of the world, food that was already largely insecure has become almost impossible to find. It's one of the reasons why we have joined with Food for the Poor to help feed hungry children in Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and other parts of the Caribbean and Central and South America, because they need our help. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now? 855-907-4673 or go online to WMCA.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Ryan Reck, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, what a timely day to be having this discussion. The Financial Post, a headline from just 4 hours ago, inflation haunting stock traders in blockbuster earnings season. CNBC, politics, inflation pinch as small business confidence rises slower than markets and the economy. Axios, investors are getting defensive about inflation. Do you see a theme here? It is everywhere you turn. And David Fisher's back with us, CEO of Landmark Capital. And by the way, you can get your complimentary financial blueprint assessment when you call his firm. That's the way to check to see if you're protected against inflation. One of the best ways that I know of, 844-604-2575. They'll walk you through it personally. But David, I talk to financial people up and down the spectrum. I talk to stock people. I talk to mortgages. I talk to banks. And almost every week I'm interfacing with people on different levels. There's no one telling me what the Fed's saying right now. There's no one in the financial services industry that is saying that we're going to have anything but inflation coming up. And it just kind of puzzles me that they're being so cavalier about it when, I can read off six headlines of current newsprint that's getting printed today, that's going into papers right now, that seems to all indicate what you're saying.
Well, ironically, one of the four or five times a year I go golfing, I went golfing on Saturday and with my brother-in-law. And so there was the other twosome with us. And I asked them what they did for a living, each of them. They both were financial planners. I didn't tell them what I did. I said, pick in their brain. I asked them these questions. What do you think about inflation? What do you think about the Fed? What do you think about the market? Is it overvalued? Everything I've been saying, they had the same sentiments of. Except for when we talked about gold, but they wanted my card because they got clients that want to diversify into gold. So, you know, when we start talking about the fundamentals, they believe inflation is going to come too.
Right.
But you're not going to hear mainstream talk about this as this is happening right now. They're just saying it's not going to get worse from here is what most mainstream is saying, because the same thing was said in 2008. We don't have a subprime mortgage problem. We don't have a market that's overinflated. We don't have leverage money that's going on that could bring down the market. And everything is fine on Wall Street. Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, they all spoke and said everything is great. So you got to be very careful what is being told to you from mainstream financial news when it comes to it's not going to get worse, because that's the narrative they've always said.
Well, and here's the problem with that. I'm looking at Yahoo Finance as we're saying this, and the headline says, bond markets, inflation, bulls get Powell go-ahead to double down. So what that's telling me is that if you have people that are, you know, they're kind of eager to get, you know, those bonds going, they're judging Powell's comments and where his position on this as it's an all clear. Everything's just operation normal. So go ahead and jump into all those junk bonds and, you know, add them to your portfolio, and there's no worries there. And that's not what you're telling us. That's not what Hillary Kramer told me last week when we were talking about stocks. That's not what my mortgage guys are telling me about the market. Everything else is pointing in an opposite direction. So, and you've already covered this a little bit, but give us the facts on where all we're going to see inflation at. I know some of the housing supplies and the, you know, some of those commodities are there, but I'm guessing energy sector is going to be, you know, hit hard with all this, and that kind of has a reverberating effect to everything else.
Well, you're going to see oil prices go up quite a bit. I mean, we broke through $60 a barrel in oil, and you're going to see those prices much higher. Crude is at 64 now, and Bank of America and J.P. Morgan and also Goldman Sachs says it's going to over $80 a barrel this year. That's going to affect just about any asset price, because when you start manufacturing, you know, farmers that manufacture crops, they got to put gas in their crop manufacturing machine. Then we get down to, you know, the processing plants. That's going to be electricity. Well, electricity is also derived from either oil or coal. So it just starts to, and then we see wages rising. And so pretty much you're going to start to see on the shelf, and I went to buy some meat here a couple of weeks ago, and I asked the butcher for a particular cut of meat, and he says, I don't have that right now, but all prices of meats are going through the roof, he said. Try going to Costco. So anywhere you look, you're going to see price increases, and they're all connected together. And whether it be just in real estate, in lumber, and copper, and steel, and those things, you know, that's the cost of living that ties to that. And if we have higher interest rates, you're going to see that problem continue to maybe even aggressively go forward. But here's where the rubber meets the road. When one company starts to raise their prices, you're going to start to see others who will have to do that. And what they're doing is they're passing this off to the consumer. And the way they're doing it also subtly is, like Costco just announced, is they're shrinking the amount of things that they put in the wrapper. So it might be the same price, but you get less product for your money. The reality is, it's the old adage, do what I say, don't do what I do. And the Fed is saying, just believe what I'm saying. Well, let's look at what the Fed is doing, though. I said this on your program here a couple of weeks ago, back in early May. The Fed bought the most amount, April 15th, the Fed bought the most amount of Treasury-inflated protected securities ever in the history of the Fed. Normally, they buy under 10% of these called TIPS, Treasury-inflated protected securities. They bought over 24%, which is amortized that over a year. That's 50%. What is their action saying? What by them, quote, doing, not what they say. Their doing is telling us massive inflation is coming, and they're trying to protect themselves, and that's why they're buying that. Mm-hmm. So don't necessarily follow what the Fed says, because more than likely the Fed is a propaganda machine right now rather than an economist and a projectionist that's saying here's where we're going, because I think they're going to be blatantly, completely, utterly wrong.
Well, you know, the other thing that they're kind of hiding behind is that we did have a pretty robust earnings week last week for some of those companies. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what prominent financial experts are saying, because I think the earnings could be a bit deceptive in terms of the overall feel of the market as a whole, not to mention the economy as well. And we should also get into a little bit later on about how much inflation this current climate could end up producing. We'll delve into that. And what happens to real estate and stocks and the dollar. And of course, metals as we, live through this crisis and cycle. Kevin McCullough, you want more information for free? 844-604-2575. Coming right back.
This pastor's spotlight for the week of National Day of Prayer was sponsored by the Mustard Seed Cafe at 572 Forest Avenue on Staten Island. The Mustard Seed Cafe invites you to discover the joys of a distinctively Christian coffee house in the heart of Staten Island. Check them out at mustardseedsi.com. Come by anytime this week and receive a free copy of the devotional book, If My People, in celebration of the National Day of Prayer, just by asking. They look forward to seeing you at 572 Forest Avenue very soon.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that over this difficult year of COVID and pandemic and social distancing and all that we've gone through, Father, I thank you, Lord, today, the Lord, that we can remain confident in you. Hey, Lord, that we're going to come through this, Lord, and that we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, I pray, Lord, we wait for your divine intervention. I pray, Lord, for those who have been sick with COVID, for those who are in our city, Lord, that they would understand that they can be strong and wait on the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I pray your blessing over each and every one. Put a hedge of protection round about them. And we thank you, Lord, that you are loving, you are faithful, you are good, and you are merciful. And Father, we thank you for it, for we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Yosefat Ministries invites all COVID patients to an online healing prayer service through Zoom every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. with Reverend Dr. Yosefat. This prayer service is free with no offerings. To join Yosefat Ministries in this Zoom prayer meeting for COVID patients only, use ID 364-469-5055. You can find Yosefat Ministries on Facebook at OHPS COVID. That's OHPS COVID on Facebook. Once again, Yosefat Ministries is inviting all COVID patients to an online healing prayer service through Zoom every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. with Reverend Dr. Yosefat. This prayer service is free with no offerings. To join Yosefat Ministries in this Zoom prayer meeting for COVID patients only, use ID 364-469-5055. You can find Yosefat Ministries on Facebook at OHPS COVID. That's OHPS COVID. Together, let's pray.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, it's interesting to think about this, and I want you to concentrate on this idea for a second. If inflation is going to kick in or is already in the process, I just asked my lovely bride, what was the most recent grocery bill she spent? And it's bigger than it has been at any point in time in our marriage yet. This is creeping in. Some of it is called creeping inflation. Some of it's just very pronounced. You see it immediately and recognize it. But there is this sense that inflation is starting to take hold. If you are concerned about what that means to your position, whether it's your invested retirement or it's your plan to invest for your retirement as you go forward, you need to be thinking proactively and critically about how to best position yourself. And I found that the folks at Landmark Capital helped me understand that better than any place else. It's one of the reasons why David is on the show every Monday. I am so grateful that he is here to help us think this through. One of the best ways of doing that is to just stop everything. Take a look at what you're doing. So lay it all out on the table in front of you, your current financial process. Maybe you don't even have a plan in place. Maybe your plan is inefficient or ineffective for what your long-term goals are. But what are you doing? Put it down in an objective way in front of you, and then take the time to have it gone through and looked at so that you can see, am I vulnerable here? Is my holding with this, is that subject to what these inflationary pressures are going to bring? And then get a plan in place so that you have a protection against that in a way that I've never seen anything else protect against it. And I wholeheartedly buy into this entire idea that metals help offset those vulnerabilities in other parts of your portfolio, whether it's real estate or paper. or even the dollar itself. Cash is becoming, frequently less or more disappointing as we go along. And David's team is committed to helping you understand your current process. Maybe you've never had it looked at, seriously. This is a great way to put it down objectively. And if they can help you, they'll let you know exactly what they can do. And if they can't, they'll tell you that too. Their main purpose is to make sure that you are well protected, and you can do that by calling them 844-604-2575. Ask for your financial blueprint, and if you use my name, Kevin McCullough, David will see to it that you get handled by him personally for that process. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David, this last week was earnings week, and for some of the companies, there was speculation that Tesla and some of them were going to have a bad week, and then they kind of like eked by. It wasn't like gangbusters, but it didn't go in a negative direction, and so they kind of got through it. A handful of companies seemed to do really well, and so the overall feeling was, oh, earnings were great. And I think that's a little bit of the momentum that the Fed is kind of playing into here to kind of make everybody think that, nothing's really changed, when in reality, what's going on beneath that surface, and is that really reflective of what the market is as a whole?
Well, it was one of the best earnings report we've had in over a year. Well, it had to be that too, Kevin. Look at what we just came out of, the COVID-19 pullback in a year ago. So I'm not surprised. And I said on your program, we're going to probably have some good earnings report. I'm not anti-economy or anti-American or anti-free capital. I tell it like it is. So, yeah, we had some good earnings. But again, the CFOs and the COOs, the number one sentiment, I don't want to sound like a broken record, they talked about inflation, and if they mentioned this term and where we're going, it's up 325% from any other report in the last year. In fact, I don't think it's ever risen from, it's normally inflation, that topic goes up maybe 10-12%, year after year. I mean, this is just ridiculous, going up maybe from 10-12% to 325%. It is the belief among CEOs and CFOs we are going to have massive inflation. I mean, anywhere you look, we're going to have it. So if you look at Jeffrey Gundlach, I already mentioned him, Jim Rogers spoke over the weekend, Stanley Druckenmiller. I mean, all these hedge fund managers have been talking about the market is frothy, and because of the Fed's been putting a lot of money into the system, it's going to turn inflation. Leon Cooperman just said that over the weekend, another billionaire. I mean, Bridgewater, Ray Dalio's been saying that, and now his CFO, Greg Jensen, his chief investment officer, warned that investors could see the equity market in a bubble. Why? Because there's so much issuing of Fed money going into the system, which is inflationary. Yeah, and it's good for stocks initially, but once this thing makes the turn and the teeter-totter tips the other direction, and that's what these CFOs are saying, be careful, and Bank of America, that the market now is overvalued and it is showing inflationary signs. When that happened in the 70s, the market dropped 50%. Wow. And never recovered in 9 years. It was up for a total of 9 years, 7%, the Dow, but because it dropped 50%. So just be careful. It's the same environment. We're doing the same exact same things we did prior to this in the 70s. And the thing is being said by the same central bank chairmen at the time, and that's why Volcker at the end of the time.
And they think they're going to get a different outcome. That's the kind of crazy part. All right, hold on. Stay with us. David Fisher is with us for the full hour. 844-604-2575. Coming right back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD ED. Call 212 Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 12345, results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 12345, you'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212 Choices, 212 Choices.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. And Sister Jean will pray for you, your families, your job, your struggles, and troubles. Sister Jean's live pray call-in broadcast is Sundays from 5 until 6 p.m. Ask Sister Jean wants to pray for you. To keep prayer on the air live with Sister Jean, please send your donations by calling 718-653-7970. And tune in at 5 p.m. this Sunday for the Ask Sister Jean live call-in your prayers gospel broadcast on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Join Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien on the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise this August.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'm excited to tell you that I'll be joining my friends at Salem Media Group to host a cruise to Alaska, and I'm hoping that you can join me. Alaska, as you know, is filled with glaciers, rugged mountains, and wildlife. A land where God's design and majesty are constantly on display. If you've ever dreamed of exploring this amazing place, now's your opportunity, especially as we'll experience the wonders of Alaska in a community of other believers, and this from the comfort of our first-class ship. The week will be enhanced as my friends Laura Story and Michael O'Brien lead us in worship, and as together we look at God's Word for both challenge and inspiration.
Join Salem Media Group and our trusted partner Inspiration Cruises and Tours this summer. Sign up now, 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com.
Open the Bible with Colin Smith.
Maybe you feel that there's a sin that's too strong for you. You're tired of fighting it, and you feel defeated. You know, I've often had conversations with people who feel overwhelmed by a temptation. "It's too strong for me," he says. "I'm helpless to overcome it." So I say to him, "Well, let me lead you to Christ." And then he says to me, "Oh no, Pastor, I've been a Christian for many years." "Well, now, wait a minute," I say. "If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives in you. How can you say that you're helpless?" For a Christian to say, "I'm helpless," is to repeat a lie of the devil. If you're helpless, come to Christ. And if you've come to Christ, remember the Holy Spirit lives in you. And God says to you, "Sin shall no longer be your master."
Are you open to discovering what the Bible says about God? Well, then come to OpenTheBible.org.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so thrilled to have you with us. So grateful to have David Fisher here. And to help us be a little bit more illuminated on what this huge financial challenge to our economy is going to be for 2021. Last year, he made a handful of predictions in a very wacky, market sense. And he was right every single time. And so he's got concerns about where we're headed. And so I'd be listening to what David has to say, and I'd be taking action. In fact, I am. As we're listening today, I'm taking notes, and I've already got questions that I'm going to be following up with. But, David, I guess part of this is boiling down to the Fed comes out and kind of gives the appearance of one thing. And I think they're going to kind of like technically play games with it. I think they're going to say, "Well, we didn't say it wouldn't happen." But as you said, the percent growth is just, it's screaming. And you've got all of these hedge fund managers and you know, people like Warren Buffett and others that are looking at this. Every person I know in every financial sector, you know, arena is all saying the same thing. Inflation is coming. Inflation is here. Inflation's going to get worse. Who and what should we believe when you're getting mixed messages like that?
Well, I'm going to throw in a couple more people before I answer that question. I forgot to mention Robert Kaplan, the Dallas Fed chairman. 2 days after Fed chairman Jerome Powell spoke that saying we don't have inflation, Kaplan said, quote, "We're now observing excesses and imbalances in the market. I think at the earliest opportunity, I think it would be appropriate for us to start talking about adjusting those prices." In other words, tapering. He's saying that there is inflation here. And J.P. Morgan also came out the same day and said the market is ready for a pullback in May or June. Right now is where we're talking about. So, the reality is that, you have to either believe what the Fed chairman is saying and go against what all these people I just mentioned and all the facts that I mentioned, that wherever you look, we have prices going up. And you have to go against what your wife is telling you, Kevin, by she's paying a lot at the grocery store more than normal. And everybody who's hearing my voice, you have to go against what your checkbook is saying. Right. So the reality is, do you believe what the Fed is saying or what the other things that are screaming in the face? And, you know, most people view the Federal Reserve as an important policy making body-driven economic machine. And the reality, I think the large part of what the Fed is today, right now, is a public relations spin. You know, the Fed is hanging on to this hat of the fact that it printed a bunch of money over the last 10 or 20 years, and we haven't had price inflation. It's never really reared its ugly head until now. But that is then, and this is now. So let's look at the Fed's track record before problems. Bernanke said that the market in 2007 was not in a bubble. He also said there was no housing bubble and no problems in the subprime mortgage, and everything was contained. Boy, you couldn't have been any more wrong. Within a year, it was completely just the opposite. But Bernanke was just trying to reassure everybody, just like Powell is, that everything is fine and nothing to worry about. So it's a PR deal. So, you know, this is not a temporary move. No economist is agreeing with this. No CEOs or CFOs, from my understanding that I can never find, is agreeing with this. It's not transitory. It is permanent, and it is the start of massive inflation. So the bottom line is here. Powell can look straight in the face of the camera and claim without a winching one bit that the markets are all fine, that the expectations are fine, and the Fed does not need to be required to act, and that he can protest that the gains in these materials and labor prices and foods is just transitory. And I think he's going to be completely wrong. So either the Fed knows that we have a huge inflation problem on its hands and is lying about it, or it's completely clueless and doesn't realize it. Neither scenario is neither particularly comforting.
No, it's not. And we need to be kind of outthinking the scenarios. And that's why, friends, I'm so committed to making sure that you take advantage of David's resources. He has a bunch of stuff in print that they are glad to send you, a newsletter, several white papers on different aspects of all of this. But more than anything, I think the most useful resource that they offer right now is to have an analysis of what your holdings are and to ask yourself the question, am I protected? Am I doing what is necessary? Should the worst happen? Should all of these other people that are disagreeing with the Fed chairman, should they turn out to be right? Am I in a position to be able to withstand that or even to grow in that process? And there are ways that that can actually happen. And let's talk a little bit about this idea, David, because when we talk about inflation, if it's just 5 or 6% over the course of a whole year, that's somewhat absorbable. And a lot of us probably wouldn't even notice it on its face. But we can't escape a 324% inflationary rate. And if there are if there is even more in store for us, how far will this go? You say it's a permanent, not transitory type of inflation that's coming. What does that mean? What does that look like? How big of a problem is this going to be?
Yeah, and just for the record, the 325% is the amount of mentions that CFOs and CEOs mentioned that we are going to have inflation and already have it. It's the Fed lending rate from historical precedents has been averaging 5.3% over the last 50 years. We're at a quarter of a point. Yet we have all these numbers that saying that we should have higher interest rates, and I'm not for high interest rates. But the Fed lent at like 14% at the high period of time, and so the average is 5.3%. When you look at that era when we had 14% the Fed lending rate, interest rates were higher than that, but that's what the Fed lent at, like they're lending a quarter of a point now. We had massive inflation, and we were told there wasn't going to be any. And so, again, what happened is the same environmental behavior that we're seeing right now is happened in the late 60s and early 70s, and the Fed was forced to raise rates. They didn't want to raise rates, but that's why rates became double digit. And right now, if you look at the Chicago PMI, the Purchasing Managers Index, it is at a number where they just came out here. It printed at what you call 72.1, not to get all technical. But the last time it was this number, the Fed's lending rate was at, actually, I'm going to correct myself, was actually at an all-time high in the late 70s at 22%. So we have every sign that inflation should come. And inflation does not do well for real estate because the interest rates are high to get a mortgage. It does not do well when it actually comes into fruition for stocks. It does not do well for cash because that's where you lose your purchasing dollars unless you're in a CD that gets protected that way. But gold and silver is the number one asset class to own during these inflationary times. And they went up over 1,000% in 9 years. So if you're believing that there is this disconnect between the Fed and all the other things we said, reality, let's call it, then be real with yourself and get some knowledge about how you can get protected by getting some precious metals in your portfolio. Yeah.
We'll follow up on those ideas, what happens to those different major forms of investment when we finish out our time with David Fisher. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect ratings and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, if this has been helpful to you, or if you want more information because it's opened your eyes to something that you may not have been thinking about, please do not hesitate to write this phone number down, 844-604-2575. You need to be in touch with David's team. You need to make sure that your, you know, what you've worked for, what God has allowed you to amass and to save and to invest is dedicated to the legacy of your family and to your well-being. You need to be a good steward of that. And inflationary forces will be nipping at it, taking it away faster than you can realize. And there are ways that you can protect yourself in this environment. And that's what David was ending his thoughts on before we went to break. But I want you to call his team and ask him how to get protected. 844-604-2575. David, for me, it's a monthly plan where I consult with you each month. We walk through the different options. We talk about what we're doing. You're very involved in the process. And I've always appreciated your kind of transparency on what my needs are and what we're doing. I think that every person that calls you is going to have the exact same experience. But the truth is these things happen in cycles. In real estate and stocks and paper money are all going to take it. I mean, they're going to get punched in the chin if inflation does set in at the rate that most people think that it will. And that means what for people's portfolios as they are thinking about what they need to do this year?
So there's a progression that starts the inflation. The first thing is government spending and federal printing. And then we start to see a transition where we start to see price increases in commodities and, you know, materials. Then we start to see labor increases. Then we start to see the increase at, when we go to the grocery store. And so that's where we're at. And then the next thing is we're forced to be in an inflationary environment. So that's where we're on the cliff of this. It's not the plateau, it's the cliff, and we're really close to this. So that's why, and, you know, gold is up 1.5%, silver is up almost 4% today. The markets are telling us that we're getting ready to move into an inflationary environment. In fact, Bank of America chief investment officer, I said this on their program back in February, they're saying we could have hyperinflation like Germany experienced in World War II. And if that's the case, boy, there was no asset you could hold except for precious metals that saved your skin, financially speaking. We don't have time to get into all the details of what happened in Germany, but it's just horrendous. Hyperinflation is like inflation times 100. So inflation in the 70s, I think, is where we're going. That's the mechanism for them to deal with our debt. They have to have inflation to deal with this, or they have to seize your money, call the bail-in. We talked about that before. So that's why you diversify. You don't put all your money into gold and silver. You wouldn't have all your money into stocks in this environment, I wouldn't think. That's not a wise thing with this at all-time highs, with inflation rearing its head and showing it's going to get aggressive. That's why you diversify into metals, because metals is the number one asset class that protects you from inflation.
Yeah. All right, friends, if you feel like you're compelled to take action on this so that you're not left vulnerable and capable of not, you know, being a good steward of what you have worked hard to put forward, call Landmark today. Get an appointment for your financial blueprint and mention Kevin McCullough when you call, and David will see to it that he handles your financial blueprint analysis meeting personally. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. That number is open right now. If you can't call this minute, then write it down and call it tomorrow. Put it in your smartphone. 844-604-2575. You can also contact them through their website, landmarkgold.com. And you can request all of the free resources when you write as well. The coming bail-in, his seventh edition white paper on that concept, which is how the government can seize your money from your bank accounts. What do you do to protect against that? 844-604-2575. But think about what we've talked about this hour. Inflation is on its way. Are you ready? If you're not, 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks as always. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.